this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is October 19th, 2017. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 82. What's happening, guys?
82. That's pretty
We're
good.
Getting close to 100.
Holy crap.
It's true. It's true. Dave.
Yes.
Did you eat a taco this week?
Yes.
Interesting. Adam.
I did.
I didn't ask you a question yet.
Hear your question.
Did you have a sandwich this week?
Yes.
Interesting. Ryan! Yes. Did you have a salad this week?
Nope.
Should ask me that.
No salads.
Dave, too. Did you have a hot dog this week?
No.
All right. Good talk, guys. What's going on this week? What are we talking about?
Chris,
what's the big stuff that's going on?
Did you have a burrito this week?
Yeah. Dave got me one. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because remember when all the rest of you were like, we're assholes and we don't like Chris that much.
Nobody
and
said
I was
that.
Like, and I'm like, don't worry, Chris. I'm the just, best. I'll take care of you.
It was alluded to, but nobody actually came out and said that.
Yeah.
And what you should have asked, Chris, was did you have anything with any sort of cheese sauce?
Ooh, that's good too.
I wish I knew about that.
The correct answer is cheese sauce.
Right. Just a big cup of cheese sauce. It's delicious. Yeah. Adam, how was work today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's work.
So, I was thinking, Adam, you know how they're trying to bid to have that other Amazon-like place here?
Headquarters.
Yeah.
I think we passed on it.
I don't think they've bid on it yet.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about? That they're warehouse in, like, Shakopee?
No. Ryan. Have a secondary headquarters here.
In Minneapolis. Oh.
Well, somewhere in Minnesota.
Yeah.
As long as they get the appropriate tax write-offs and so on and so forth.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm aware of it. Where are you going with this?
So, you know, that, do you think more if more people start, like, you know, because they started out, they said, like, when they opened it in Seattle, it was, like, 3,000 people started working there, and now it's, like, 4,400 people work there or something like that. It's, like, a huge amount of people there. So, all these people get discounts on Amazon stuff, which, and Amazon, all of a sudden, they're starting to want to buy more Amazon stuff, so you got to work harder. That'll be pretty cool. Because I know how much you hate delivering things.
Okay, so two things I know are Amazon is trying to market or get a market share of the delivery service, so they're having their own people, even on two-day shipments.
Don't they own all the delivery service already?
Pretty much. So in our area, every time I order Amazon, it comes via their service, not FedEx or UPS or Postal Service. And two, the second thing I have understood or heard is that Minneapolis will pass on the Amazon bidding process because we have Target and Best Buy in our neighborhood and we don't want to step on their feet.
I'm confused.
Seems likely.
But when I order Amazon Prime, it comes in like now. It comes in like 2 hours, and it's dropped off by an Amazon dude.
Yeah,
it's got like I don't know, spears and one breast. It's an Amazon dude. It's not an Amazon woman. So what are you talking about? How does this impact that at all?
It doesn't. You're talking about like more like the corporate jobs. Not the warehouse and delivery, I think, because they're talking
about... Right, yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, because Amazon is...
discounts.
It'll be, yeah, there'll be, like, people working here, and there'll be, like, Amazon will be even, like, people who don't know about Amazon are very few and far between, but if all of a sudden it becomes, hey, it's a Minnesota thing, Amazon is so Minnesota now, it's like a huge corporation that's here, like, more people will just be buying it, which means more people will be delivering it, which Adam does not like delivering things.
Do you remember when Amazon used to be a book service?
Yep.
And now,
you know what's funny? Like, if you were to say that to someone who's like 18, they would be like, "What are you talking about?" You'd be like, it's "Yeah,
they used to buy your books there."
Yep,
I kind of forgot about that. Actually, that was a long time ago.
Just a few years.
Okay, what is happening in the world that we need to talk about this evening?
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, Dave. You tell me.
So, yeah, sure. Hold on. Pulling up my notes. Here it is.
Hold on.
I'm just playing.
Why the fuck does Chris want to know about our eating habits?
Why do you think I want to know about your eating habits?
I'm curious.
What do you mean? I didn't ask you about your eating habits. I simply asked if you had an item this week.
Why? What list did this come from, and why are you curious about if Ryan ate a salad?
He pulled it out of his ass.
No, well, Ryan is also one of the most likely to eat salads, because he's always like, and we had this fancy salad that I got from Domenico and Sons that cost me $63.
I didn't know what to do. They just kept giving me lettuce. I couldn't stop it. It was like you were being salad raped. It was like, oh, God.
Wait, what?
That's true.
When did that happen?
Salad rape.
5 years ago. Dave, too, continue. What's happening?
Whoa, he still didn't answer the question.
What do you want to know?
Why are you asking such questions?
Would it be more fun if I said, Adam, how are you doing today?
You said that hard, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you did this.
Yeah.
So instead, what I did was I connected...
Psychologically engaged. Right?
I love when Adam finishes my sentence. I connected your name and your voice through casual conversation. See what we did there? It doesn't need to have any other thing other than that. So I do it every week. This one just happened to be a little bit different.
All right, then.
Just hang up on Adam.
Now,
bye.
Dave,
click.
Dude, what's happening this week? What'd you find for us?
So,
Now, wait a minute! I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I couldn't.
I had some magic stuff to talk about.
Hey, Ryan, double high five. That was good. All right. So, how many of you guys got your movie pass?
No.
Nope.
Because we talked about it, and it would be really hard to do with everybody.
Movie pass is struggling. It's anticipated that the company's... it's anticipated that it's going to run out of money faster than normal, than what they expected. They're losing money on the deals because they thought it would take, 15 months, 18 months to increase their subscriber base by 150,000 people. They saw that many in just 2 days. So they didn't really have the money in the bank to cover all those people. In addition, there were delays in getting out the actual debit cards to people to use. And some people it's been like, 2-3 months since the price cut, and they still don't have their debit cards, but they're still paying their monthly fees. So it's not doing too well.
Well, okay, so I remember when we first talked about it, they said, we are going to lose a shitload of money to begin with. So I wonder if this is on par to how much they expected to lose, or like, for some reason... It's more.
It's more than what they expected, according to the news release. In fact, they had to reach out to their primary backers to get extra cash.
That's what they had planned on doing. I'm wondering if this is a sensationalized article, is what I'm getting at. Because sometimes you can find stuff like this, and they're like, "Oh my God, they got no money!" When they're like, "Yeah, we expected to have no money because they haven't been." Weren't they going to like sell ads? I think they said eventually we're going to sell ads and we're going to do something else. And we all
talked. Yeah, and the article brings that up.
Hmm. Okay, it'd be interesting to see like actual numbers where they expected to be. And did they have any quotes or any? Did they talk to anybody in the company? Because that's usually a good sign of that they're just like, they're like, oh yes, we fucked up, or we hope that this would be better, or something.
They had so this was kind of a reprint of a Forbes article. So I'd have to click to the Forbes article talking to the
team. You can't do it.
Nope. It'll make you remove ad block and fuck you, Forbes. I don't need to read your shit.
I can do it because I don't have ad block installed. So when was this? This was originally posted.
You can click ad block and just say like allow for this site.
Yeah, I know you can, but guess what? Not gonna happen because that's how they win, Ryan. That's how they win. I'm not letting them win.
I spoke to CEO Mitch Lowe the other day.
You did?
He confessed to being exhausted because he and his employees have been working around the clock for weeks to catch up with the overwhelming and entirely unexpected demand.
So that seems like a good thing. So, I mean, honestly, that seems like a really good thing right now. It's just that it's happening faster than they expected, which is a good thing.
It's kind of a mixed thing, right? It's like good in the sense that their promotion went well, bad in the sense that they weren't prepared to handle this level of volume. So now they're like kind of pseudo-fucked.
Just 9 people.
Sure, that sounds like it's difficult. Like, they grew too fast for what they wanted, but honestly, okay, that's cool. I hope this works out for them, because I think it's a cool business model that's different than the normal, let's be capitalist and charge, blah, 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 blah. So,
right.
This is interesting. I'd like to, it'd be interesting if they had numbers, like, we expected this and this, and we got this and this, and we still think we'll be fine, but blah, 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 blah. But that's cool. Cool to know. And honestly, I thought it was really neat. The only reason we kind of decided not to is because we buy tickets online. Generally, one person buys them, and it just doesn't work out very well for that. So, but man, if I was like a 20-year-old single girl, whew, I would definitely get all the dick. But then I'd also get this movie pass.
Right.
So anyway.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. I like that.
What'd you find
that? They expected to grow their base by 150,000 people in 15 months, and they did it in 2 days.
Yeah, they thought they would get, double our subscriber base to 40,000.
Right.
Initial offering.
So no wonder why you're going to fucking, of course you're going to have problems, delays, sending out shit when you got 9 people working and the 150,000 customers.
and only half of those 9 are your customer service reps.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you imagine trying to handle 150,000?
That's cool though. Yeah, good for them, kind of.
Yeah, that's they only probably should like capped it or something. Like said, like the like, first, 60,000, and then you got to get on a waiting list or something.
I wonder if they thought that would drive too much people to their site. Oh shit! Only 20,000 people get it. Everybody do it now or something.
Then they could target for exactly how much they want.
Right,
they probably just didn't think it was ever going to happen, so they didn't worry about it.
It's pretty neat, regardless. It's neat that it worked, kind of.
Right.
All right, neat. Neato.
So you're saying we got to wait another 15 months before we can get the movie pass?
That's exactly what everyone's saying. Surprised they actually send out, I don't know, whatever. Okay.
Oh yeah. What else, Dave? Come on.
A lot of cool. Sorry, I was mid burp. A lot of cool trailers dropped this week for Marvel.
They decided to do
a Marvel dump on us with Black Panther, Punisher. I guess New Mutants is Fox. But all 3 of those dropped in the last week.
What's New Mutants? I know the other two. I don't recognize New Mutants.
Go ahead. New Mutants is like back in the late 80s and stuff like that. Whenever they wanted to introduce New Mutants, they're like, oh, we don't want to be X-Men. We don't want to be, X-Force or X-Factor or whatever. New Mutants was just... seriously. It was X everything at the time. But they basically... would come up with a group of new mutants, and then they'd be like, oh, cool, you're your own team, and, you are the new guys who showed up at Xavier School, and, we're gonna, now we can follow your adventures around and stuff like that.
It's Degrassi the next generation?
Yes, it is loosely connected, and you might have people show up that cross, but this one, if you watch the trailer, you don't know it's a Marvel movie until like 35, 40 seconds into it, when the Marvel logo, when she says, "Do you know what the word? Do you know what a mutant is?" And all of a sudden, it goes like Marvel logo, and you're like, "What the fuck?" It's like a straight up like horror movie.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're going the whole horror theme on it.
Right, like of like mutants who kids who can't control powers and stuff, and how that is. It's like
X-Files.
Right, it's kind of like a, like, oh, you're too dangerous, let's put you in, like, a psychiatric home and stuff like that and try and watch you, but treat you like animals and stuff like that, and, like, weird shit goes on. It's like, so, it looks really cool.
Is this a movie or a show?
Yep, it is a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, my understanding is how, this is kind of their origin story, their formation, how they come together is in this asylum type base to try to escape.
Okay.
Together.
Kind of reminded me of the like place where the kids were in the Logan movie. I don't know if they're related or not, but it totally reminds me of that. And it also reminds me of Stranger Things.
Sure. Oh, you clicked on the wrong trailer. Stranger Things is the one above it. You just clicked on the wrong trailer.
No, I didn't. But you know what I mean?
There's a bunch of kids. I like their backpacks.
They're on bicycles.
They look like Ghostbusters. There's some sort of mutant in the sky that looks like a giant spider monster, but that's kind of weird. But I like the idea. I'm like, take superheroes, just throw a dart and go, superheroes and horror movie.
Well, just do superheroes, something different. Yeah. Yes, right, exactly. And, that's what's kind of cool about it.
So. And romantic comedy, boom. Like, when they come out with the first superhero romantic comedy, that would be great.
Superhero and westerns. Westerns.
Yeah. Like, well, Logan was, if you really felt, is very much a Western.
Is there,
it's like, they even had Shane throughout Logan, saying like, hey, we're not a Western, but we're really a Western.
Is there a mutant that, like, all women are super attracted to, but he has a fatal flaw that he can never be close to any of them?
I heard his name was Chris.
Not a mutant, you fucker.
Well, no, actually there is a guy who, Basically, it's not the same universe, but it's a different universe. But he has this power called the darkness. Basically, anywhere there's shadows or anything, he can create anything his heart desires as long as it's in shadow. In direct light, it disappears. But if he ever impregnates a woman, he instantly dies, and that power goes on to his unborn child.
Seriously?
Yeah.
This is a rom-com waiting to happen.
Right.
Let's get to writing.
So he has limitless power, and he's like, it's like, and it's just like, oh, cool, condoms are really close to being potentially, like, you know, protected, but you want to take the chance of instantly dying.
Yeah. Why is our house always so dim? Don't worry about it.
Right, exactly. He just starts creating his own constructs and stuff like that, but then they don't have souls and stuff like that, and it's weird. It's an interesting concept for a comic.
Were you more thinking like a guy who gave off so many pheromones that the ladies couldn't resist type of thing, or like,
do whatever you want with it? It'd be interesting to, that would be the comedic element of it. Everybody wants him, but he can't have any of them. Oh.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I think it looks interesting. I'm pleasantly like look. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
I think in that movie, like, he would meet a girl that he didn't want to, like, meet her, because he knows that he can't go anywhere with it, but it turns out that she's, like, Daylight Girl, and, like, Daylight Girl can, like, overcome the power of the shadows, and, like, what happens is once he finally says, like,
you know what he did there?
I don't care, it doesn't matter anymore, I love you, and no one's going to stop me, and then, boom, Daylight Magic actually breaks his power, and they live happily ever together as normal people.
Yep, they totally do it, and they have a kid, and they're like, it's his sister! No!
And he overcame.
Yep, he overcame. I did like where you use that, but I don't think Ryan was clever enough to say overcame, as in meaning that he overcomed everywhere.
So this Black Panther trailer, anything cool in it? Anything interesting that looked neat, or just kind of more of what we've seen?
They show a lot more of the world,
like Wakanda. Yes, Wakanda.
It's like really cool world building. Like is a little different than what Marvel has done.
Right.
And it doesn't... Well, I mean, it's not using existing locations. I mean, it's not using, like, existing locations. It's not New York. It's not... it's more like... It feels like it belongs. It doesn't feel like it was just put there. It feels like it's always been there, that it just fits.
I wonder how much that has to do with the fact they've mentioned it in, like, 13 movies. Like, you expect it to be in their universe because they talked about it constantly. Oh, and hey, what the fuck? The mean guy's got his own suit that kind of comes on? What's up with that?
There's two Black Panthers that fighting each other.
Yeah, but one's all gold, and it's like there's the Black Panther, and then, like, you know, because Panthers are just jaguars with the black skin, it's his is like fucking jaguar. Like, it's got the gold color with the...
And then I can't tell, but one of them turns purple. It gets purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. It don't even matter. But what I like, it is a... It seems very... It's almost like how Asgard is, where it's like, oh, cool. It's like, sure. It's technology, but it's magic. And so it's like it's so ingrained in who they are. And so, like, they're wearing clothing and stuff that could be, if you just saw them there, you could be like, this could be out of like 300 years ago, but it's mixed with flying cars and teleporting trains and stuff. It's like such a cool mixture of like old world and new technology.
He certainly likes to flip off of cars, doesn't he? It seems to be.
Fuck yeah, he does.
I think even in the last, what was the last movie he was in, he flipped off a couple of cars.
Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
And this,
like, if you could do it, would you not flip off of every car that you saw?
I would. The city, the big city they're fighting in a lot, is that supposed to be Wakanda or somewhere else?
Tokyo?
No, it's South Korea. There's one there. There's parts where they go to Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the writing looked very Asian.
But,
So it's kind of like Doctor Strange, but like not reversed. So Doctor Strange was modern technology going back to primitive like technology. It's like the other way around. So we got
modern
technology going to future.
Right. And it could be like, because technically he gets his power from mysticism and stuff like that too. Like it's like he gets his power via magical sources, but it's just enhanced with technology, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like
totems at work or something like that.
And it's like
female characters.
And the fact that he has a cool like, the poster. Oh, I should find the poster. It's basically, I saw the best meme of the poster. It's basically all the cool characters on there, and then there's Andy Serkis as Ulysses Claw and Bilbo Baggins in there, and they're like, hey, look at this poster, man. It's like got two. It's got those two white guys from, Lord of the Rings, and it's all like, and they said, like, it's the two Tolkien white guys, and I was like, that was a good meme. The two Tolkien white guys? Right? Nothing?
It's pretty good.
No, I got it. That was good.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. And the Punisher looked good. But the Punisher just kills people, so if you don't like him
straight, but I like. What I liked about this trailer, though, was it says it finally gives us a release date. So, right. November 17th.
Which is pretty cool. So, cool. Yeah, because it got pushed back, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that far, though.
I think they were hoping that they would debut it before Stranger Things, but... Then they pushed it back.
I think it'd be okay. But speaking of the guy from who is in Black Panther is the guy from Creed, Ryan, and Sylvester Stallone is going to write and direct Creed 2, is what it's just called now, kind of.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh yeah, I remember you weren't there that day that we were like watching that.
Adam's not here. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, like let's watch
Creed 2. Creed 1 was good. Creed 2 would be good. Creed's good.
Do you think in Creed 2 he has to have a rematch and then win this time?
Yes. But I just want to get to, like, Creed, you know, this is Creed 3. No, it's going to be the son of fucking Mr. T. The son of Clover Lang is going to show up.
And then Ivan Drago. The
son of Ivan Drago.
I remember my dad. You fucked my dad. I remember it. You fucked him over. He should have won. I pity the fool who fucked my dad over.
Right.
That'd be funny,
also,
though.
Yeah, so... Also, Black Mirror, which one, the new series is coming out?
The new season?
The new season is coming out pretty quick. But, one of the episodes was this one where this lady could, basically you could download your brain into a computer.
That's the one that won the fucking...
Yep, so that's...
Is it the Emmy, or is it the actual Oscar?
Yeah, I think it was an Emmy.
I think it was an Oscar, actually, wasn't it? No, was isn't Oscar's only movies, or no?
Yeah,
Oscar's movies. Only movies.
Emmys are TV. So, yeah, won the Emmy.
Right. So, it's funny, someone found out in, like, 1999 on Friends, there's an episode where Ross is like, by 2030, people are going to be able to download their consciousness, there's going to be computers that do this where, like, you can live out your happiest memory over and over and stuff like that. So, Ross predicted that there would be this episode of Black Mirror, 18 years ago.
I like that they used it as a commercial for Black Mirror.
Yes, exactly, they did.
Because Black Mirror is kind of like, sometimes things happen that are temporally weird, it's like, oh my god, look at this friend show did this, so that's kind of neat.
Yeah, so I thought they did a really good job with it. And, what else? Some guy, made a straight up anime intro to Game of Thrones, and it's really, really good. It's like showing characters like fighting and dragons, wolves and dragons like hanging out together, and it's just really like good animation quality. So people do really fun things when they have all the internet at their disposal.
They got a lot of time.
And time. I think time is key. And dedication.
Passion. Okay, I can see dedication, because this guy actually says that he is one of what is called, he calls the temporally strange, and he only has 21.25 hours a day.
Oh, whoa. Okay. But he must focus it,
Right, yeah. So basically he says, with focusing my abilities, I can get a lot more done than a normal person who with 24 hours in a day.
Pretty good. I should talk to him about his technique.
I think we've heard that. Yeah, Ryan needs to cut out more time of his day.
No, he just needs to focus it. Because Ryan has the ability, but he just needs to focus. He's like too busy playing ping pong or doing other things.
Or as the Chinese call it, ping pong.
Ping pong.
Trading magic cards and ping pong.
Yeah, Ryan, how's the trading magic cards going?
It's pretty cool. I've been bidding on stuff. I've lost many bids. I won one.
I've lost many bids.
Well, I don't want to. It's like, the one I won, I probably overpaid a little bit because I just was like, I want to win one. The ones I lost, I probably did the right thing by not overbidding. But I put a link there. See, that one is like listed as a collection of common magic cards. And if you look...
Let's take a look. Where's your link? I see. Okay.
You'll see on like one of the pages, you'll see there is a City of Brass card from the Arabian Nights set that goes for... The market price of that is about $160.
That's not correct.
That is true.
No, that City of Brass is revised, it looks like.
No, look at the symbol. No, it looks like an Arabian...
No, it's not Arabian Nights. I know what you're saying, but that is actually what's called... When they reprinted a whole bunch of cards like that. See the one below, the Gauntlet of Chaos? That's the same thing. They reprinted a bunch of Legends. So these are reprints of them. They still have some value, but I don't go looking for a $160 card in there, because you're not going to find
it. How do you know they're reprints?
Because I know magic, and I know what they did. They took a bunch of cards, probably in like 2000, maybe 2000 or something. No, 1998, something like that. And they reprinted a whole bunch of really strong ones, but they're not the original one. They're still, don't get me wrong. Like, if you look up,
how can you tell the difference, though? You know what I mean?
It's a white border.
Oh, but Arabian Nights had a white border, too.
No, that you could tell. Take a look. I mean,
I don't know. I'm going to do a comparison. Because
because he won that one.
point being is, you can find treasures in these things.
Yes, and I think it's
that's
cool.
That's kind of fun.
I really think it's cool that you're trying, because...
I see a plague rat.
Whenever I see, like, plague rat, for example, like, the classic cards, I go, like, I remember those cards, they're cool. Like, they have a cool nostalgic thing. And I also know they're old, because I remember them as, like, old cards, which is funny.
Yeah, if you look up like an Arabian Night just image, MTG, but Arabian Night MTG, you're going to see that they're black bordered. I mean, all of them are black bordered. It's just, that's what they were. I wish I could remember what they were called. Arabian Nights reprint. I don't remember, but...
There was one reprinted in 2014 called the Modern Event Deck.
That wasn't it. Well, regardless,
there's some interesting stuff there. Maybe Modern Masters, was it called?
No, that's the recent ones. This is some... whatever. It's fine. It's cool. I look forward to seeing how it goes.
So, assuming that it's authentic and it is worth what'd you say, $37?
$60. I said $160. Chris said no.
Okay. How much do you think you could actually get for it?
You get about three-quarter value if you sell it to, like, a store. So about...
Yeah, some of the more expensive ones, I think you'd 120. Probably try to sell direct.
Yeah.
While most of the other ones, you just, like, dump dick stores.
Yeah, stores, you'll get about 68%, 70% or so.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's see.
Looks like they reprinted it in 7th edition, too, and Mirage, if I remember right. But I do remember this one. I wish I could remember what it was called. But regardless, it's cool. It
looks like it Chronicles. Is it
Chronicles! Thank you! That's it! It's Chronicles! Yeah. That's what they did. They took a bunch of them, and they called it Chronicles, and it's neat.
Yeah. It does look like Chronicles. And Chronicles version is worth, like, $6, $5.
Right. It's substantially more, but it's not nothing, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's still decent.
And technically, there are some commons that are worth something, and, you know, uncommons that are ridiculously expensive, so.
Well, was it a common, then, or was it just printed, like, I guess, no, it was rarity. See, the point, part of the point is, they're saying these cards were common probably because they had black symbols.
Sure.
And pre the Exodus set, yep. They all had black symbols.
Well, there's a bunch in there. I can see a whole bunch. All those cards on that page are basically not commons. You know, the Cursed Rack, Gauntlets of Chaos, Nivernan's Disc, those aren't commons.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what I'm saying. It's like they mislabeled it, and I think, treasure. Treasure to be had.
Sure. I mean, yeah. Okay, cool. That's £4. I wonder if that's with binder.
I don't know, yeah. £4? It's funny, and like on that site, they basically share how much it weighs because they're like, we're going to ship it. I don't know. It's like 19 pounds. There's one that was, I bid on one that's 37 pounds of magic cards.
Jesus.
Don't you just want to have 37 pounds of magic
cards? I kind of do, and then I kind of won't once I get here, but I still want them. I think it is kind of, I like the idea of searching for value, and it's an investment. I like the idea of even if you come out even and you have some fun in it, you know, I'm fine with that.
Fuck yeah. This guy knows what he's talking about. He's like the master of fun with magic cards.
Ryan, what if, like, he would write on there, he's like, yeah, I really don't know what these were. Try not to screw me over, please. And you saw that City of Brash, would you go like, I think you might have more value.
Well, that website's a good Goodwill value. I mean,
yeah, this site is people donate it, and then the people selling them aren't. They basically say, this is the cards, here's a picture of the pile, I don't know what they're worth. And it's actually kind of genius in a way, because then people that are looking for deals will go there, look at it, study it, try to make educated guesses. Where, and then nobody really needs to know how much it's worth. That's what I was thinking about. That's a nice thing about an auction. Like, you can sell something you don't know how much it's valued at and not get hosed over, because if it's really valuable, people will find it interesting and bid on it. And, you know, sometimes you could get screwed, but you know what I mean? It's sort of, the value comes out of it naturally without needing to know what the value is.
What if you opened a storage locker and you could only look in, but there was like one magic card showing out of a giant case, and it looked like the case was full of magic cards, but you could only see the one.
I'd buy it. $6,000.
That's exactly what I'm selling it for.
Yeah, I do like Storage Wars too. That show's pretty good. Do you watch that show?
That show's set up, you know, right?
I've watched it before, but I'm sure, of course, it's...
You mean it's rigged, or it's fake?
It's basically, they put stuff in lockers, and then they want you to bid, because then they go like, because then they'll film the next part where it's all like, huh, what is this thing? This thing looks like one of those baseball gun things that they set up and put behind pitchers so they can see how fast it is. I wonder how much it's worth. Then they go, and all of a sudden they're like, huh, this lady is like the professional, was like on the women's softball team, professional Olympic softball team. Better do our little intro with her. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Or it's all like, are you saying that they place things in storage lockers and then they have people go bid on them hoping that they'll find one? Or,
well, hopefully they'll bid and then go like, and then when they go like, oh cool, we look at this, all junk, 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 huh, this one case is sitting here with this one thing that looks unique, I don't know what it is, let's go and film extra parts of the show to add to interest, because I'm pretty sure most storage lockers they would film for like days and days and days if they were real and find junk, 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 nothing.
I would just assume they did, but
no, they all, like, almost everything they find junk plus one interesting, unique thing. Like the other one, speaking of cards, there was one on the other day where they just were like, it's just, they were like, huh, what is this, Pokemon cards? I don't know, I remember the cartoon when I was a kid, but it's like, oh shit, this is a Pokemon, it's got like Charizard first printing and shit like this.
That's not gonna happen. Who the heck's gonna put it in a storage locker if they have a first edition fucking card?
Yeah, exactly. They found a bunch of...
I could see it if it was, like, not, like, used, and it was just, like, when it didn't matter, and it was stored for a long time. Or if it was, like, your kids, and they just forgot about it, and they had a box of shit, and you said, like, yeah, I'll keep it for you. And it just hung out for many, many years.
Looks like they were sued for it, and they settled. Like, in other words, they admitted no wrongdoing, but they settled a lawsuit that had the accusations of that. That's interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ryan, I didn't want to bust you on your love of storage locker lore.
I mean, yes, this is just an accusation that has not been proven, so... I'm just saying.
So, there's been lots of accusations about Harvey Weinstein.
It's true.
So, like, what do we know is real or not?
Do we want to talk about this? This is weird. It's in the news. We can talk about it, but it's weird talking about it.
It is weird talking about it.
We don't have any women folk to, like, balance us. But my question to you is, how much do his friends or acquaintances that knew about it or had knowledge of it, how damning is that? What is their place in the world? Thinking, I mean, so much that, so that, like, if you're keeping in mind that your career might also, well, you know, rest on this as well.
It might teeter on the where you lie on this.
Yeah, so is it your responsibility? Well, first of all, there's two questions here. Is it your responsibility to do something when you see something is wrong? That's one question, which I think all of us would answer in one way. But what about when your career is on the line, possibly, and that person himself is not also asking for assistance? It's not an easy question, and it's a weird one.
It is.
It is an easy question, or is...
No. It's like, it's a hard question for people, like, if it's your career and stuff like that, like, it's like, if you're low enough on the totem pole, it's really hard because money has intrinsically, it has higher value for you because you have way less of it.
Sure.
Once you become rich, if you don't speak out, I think it's even worse because, well, you're already rich.
Sure.
What's the negative of you speaking up?
Right.
Nothing, really. You're still going to be rich even if you say something.
Right. So, on both cases, how much blame is there for people? So let me give you two examples. It's been claimed that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon knew about this early on, right?
Right.
And it's been claimed they said nothing. I understand that. You're an up-and-coming actor. You can be replaced on a dime. You know, this guy's helping to make your career. 20 years later, is it still your responsibility? Or is this something you kind of put on the back burner and you just forget about? Or is it something... I mean, because it's obvious this has been known about in Hollywood for a long time, right? We've seen the videos of jokes that are 5 years old or something that are 10 years old that people are talking about it. So
I think in the Affleck Damon market, I think it would be shut up in the first place, shut up because your career depends on it. And then you put it on the back burner and totally forget about it, or don't even think about it. It
becomes convenient to forget about it.
Correct, correct. But how are they still associated with Harvey Weinstein?
Of course, yeah.
Like, do they still do? Had they done movies like?
I don't know what the last Miramax movie point, was, but yeah. I know that the first many were.
Right, and like Kevin Smith has even said, all my residuals from this point on that I get from like all the movies I made with them, I'm just donating to women's causes and stuff.
Yeah, which is interesting. He took it hard because he pointed people towards Harvey Weinstein. This guy made me go to him. And so, he took it really fucking hard, and he's talked about it, where he's like, I'm just going to give all my Miramax residuals to fucking shit. And if Miramax goes bankrupt, I'm just going to donate money per month to them. So that...
Who is that? Is it that?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Tarantino recently said, I knew enough that I should have said more.
Right.
But I don't know, man. It's weird. It's a weird situation. Everybody wants to be that guy and be like, fuck my career. I know I can be replaced, but I'm going to say something. But nobody seems to have been that person. Or maybe they were, and we never heard about them again.
The only one is, I'll try and find that they had like a round table discussion with like Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen and a bunch of stuff. And I guess Seth Rogen for like 10 years ago when he was first starting was all like, was going to do something with Weinstein's and just felt really scummy around that guy. And was like, I tell everyone like 10 years ago when I didn't have any money and stuff like this yet, do not go by that guy. That guy is really gross and messed up. Do not do this. So he's like, Courtney Love did that thing in 2005. Courtney Love did that.
Blackballed her in 2005.
Yeah.
So
you get an Academy Award nomination for being in a movie, and then all of a sudden you're not in movies anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's the danger, right?
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, I wonder if like a part of the hard things would be that like the people, I'm guessing not too many people had first-hand knowledge, so like they probably heard like he did these creepy things, but it was like part of them were probably like, really, you know, like did that really happen? Did you know, like so it's hard to like sort of take someone down when you don't know for sure the truth of it. Sure. Even though you think they're probably slimy, but you don't know, like, it's not like you can, like, instantly, like, what do you do? Like, I heard this guy's slimy, what can I do?
Well, I agree with you, but it sounds like these were many, many, many accusations. You probably heard about it more than once, and once you start hearing about it many times, then you can start saying, there's a little more credibility to it, but you're right, what do? You talk to the victims and say you need to come forward? Do you support the victims the best you can? What do you do?
Well, I think your chance would be to support the victims if they came forward. It's almost like a victim with first-hand knowledge would need to come forward in order for anything to happen.
So that's my question to you. So are you completely blameless if you know about this and it's basically been proven to you, but nobody has come forward or wants to say anything, or you know what I mean?
Well, if it's basically been proven to you, then you should do something. But like if it's on that edge where you just don't know, then you're in a tough spot. Then you kind of want to, like, you might make yourself available to, like, people and say, like, hey, is that true what he said? If so, like, let me know. I'll totally support you. You know, like, but if it's like, wow, that sounds crazy, I'm not even going to ask because I'm not sure I even believe it. Like, that's where it gets so weird because it's hard to know truth.
Yeah, but I think I agree. If in those situations, that's probably correct. But let's take the situation where we're a casting agent or something for the Weinstein Corporation, and we send these women to do casting stuff, and it comes back multiple times that he is scummy. He's doing things that are fucking ridiculous. But the women never want to come forward because they want to work in Hollywood, and it's not an easy thing to do.
Do you have controlling?
Do you have a responsibility? Are you just as much to blame? Are you not to blame?
Yeah, I wonder. In that case, you almost could say like, "Hey, we're a good casting agent. We do have an interview lined up for you with Harvey Weinstein, and." We want to let you know that the guy is probably going to be super inappropriate, and if that is at all something you'd be bothered by, don't do it. But That'd be the minimum, right? Well, what can you do? You can't.
I don't know.
Because you're also choosing for the person. Well, that's just the example you gave. But in that example, you're choosing for the person whether or not they want to, you know, give a little head to get ahead or not.
I'm bringing this up because I don't think there's an easy answer, and I think if somebody claims there's an easy answer or makes everybody guilty just by association, they're being douchebags, because I don't think this is an easy answer anywhere you look.
Right. No, I agree, clearly.
I would probably try to control the situation and only send them dudes.
That'd be fine for his brother.
So, yeah. Right?
What?
Just send him like... stuff he's not interested, like Roseanne, or I don't know.
What's wrong with Roseanne?
Have you heard her talk? Come on.
Yeah, and she's also like one of the most influential comics of the last 50 years.
Right. Well, that is true, but
funny how you just got all mean there.
Right, I know.
But have you heard her talk?
Right. We'll just send him at him. Have you heard that guy talk? But yeah, I don't know, like, it's like how I would react unless I knew something about, like, that situation. Like, I was in that situation. Like, it's one of those things where you don't know how you react unless you're actually there.
Yep, and it's
and
easy,
hear about it.
It's easy to react if you're there. And some guy starts grabbing her, and she's like pleading with you, with him not to, and looking at you like, can you help? That's different situation, right? That's an easy one to say. I like to think I'm the kind of guy that would do that. Fuck my career. Fuck it. I'll find something else to do, or somebody else. You know, that's the right thing to do. It's harder to do it when it's at, like Ryan was saying, after the fact, you hear about hearsay, that kind of stuff. It is
conjecture.
Interesting. The Courtney Love thing is interesting. I didn't know about that, where she said something and then she never made another fucking movie. That's...
Right.
Yep.
And she said it on a red carpet, too. So.
Yeah, because she had done that, the People vs. Larry Flint movie, which was really good, and she was awesome in that movie, and then just disappeared.
Disappeared. So.
Is that
not
a
like she,
movie?
I mean... Maybe.
But, maybe. But, it was, it's really super messed up. Like,
hopefully, so here's the take I have on it, is hopefully that since there are people getting word of crap like this happening with Weinstein, hopefully it progresses to be a normal thing in our culture now.
What?
So
abusing women?
No. To be able to out it and like be able to actually
speak out against it.
Speak up against it. So
sure.
That's and like going against a president and shit like that. I hope that shit happens. So
no, I would agree with that. I don't know. I don't have an easy answer. I just wanted, since we wanted to talk about it a little bit and see that. Yeah, life sometimes does that. Yay. Yeah,
right.
I do think that, if you want, I think it was a genuine reaction, was Kevin Smith's reaction on his podcast, where he was, he's like, this is really fucking with me, because I sent people to him. I get the feeling he had very little knowledge about this, otherwise he wouldn't have taken it so hard, and, I don't know. It's weird.
He probably made, not that it's a financial decision that he can afford. I mean, he can afford it, but that's a really good way to combat it. Right there is what he's doing.
It's something. I don't know. All right, let's talk about something that's not that then.
Well, as something like similar, but like speaking up, it's like Burger King put out this anti-bullying ad. And it's really, like, weird and interesting. Basically, the gist is, like, it's hidden cameras in a Burger King, right? And these kids are pushing around this other kid saying, like, nobody likes you and stuff like that, and pushing him around. And people are just sitting there going, like, they'll look up and be like, nah, whatever. But then they show a guy in the background, like, make their hamburger, and then just, like, punch their hamburger, right? So their hamburger's all messed up. And they're like, would you say something if someone was bullying a kid? And it's like, 7% do. would you say something if someone bullied your hamburger? And it's like every time their hamburger was bad, it's like, hey, look, this hamburger's messed up. You better fix this. and it was all like, people are assholes. It was just basically like, people don't want to get involved with shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, as soon as it affects them directly, then they instantly were like, my hamburger's all messed up. And he's like, and it was a very interesting thing. Like, only a couple people like stood up and said, like, hey, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? He does not want to, you know, why are you bullying him? And it got me a little bit, because it's like, that shit does happen. You're just like, fuck, dude. Like, unless it affects you, really think about it. Unless it affects you, a lot of times you just go, eh.
The thing that would go through my head if I saw that bullying direct would be, if I said, like, hey, stop being an asshole,
yeah,
would I accidentally make this kid look like a bitch, you know, by, like, not letting him stick up for himself? You know what I mean? Like, that would cross my mind. It depends on, you know, there's certain situations where, like, for example, if it's, like, a really big kid versus a little kid, like, then, like, it's just, you know, but if it's, like, a case where that kid could easily, like, say something to, you know, you don't want, you know, you could give a baby a kid by accident, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, exactly. Like, most people probably didn't realize the extent of it, I'm guessing. Like, or, there's gray when kids, like, Were they just fucking with each? Would be like, oh, they're just fucking with him and they're friends because they're all together. Or was it like, you know, ridiculous, like three big kids and one little kid who's a different fucking race and they're using racial slurs and shit? That is an obvious thing that most people would probably say something to. I'm wondering the ambiguity of it also stop people from saying something. I do like the message, though, so it's a good message.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I was just noting it's just... How some of these things are not... There's a little trickiness to them.
Yep.
It's a good play on words, so to speak.
Why?
Good. Would you bully a hamburger? Well, not play on words, but...
Oh, like, I did, like, the last time that... It's all like, when we were at the splash pad, that one time, like, Griff's running around doing some shit, and some bigger kid, he's probably, like, 7, was, like, squirting him with a squirt gun. Griff walked away, and the kid followed him. And I just was like, let it happen one more time. He walked away, and I was like, hey, for real? And then the kid went and told his mom on it. And I was like, and there's that guy who did that. I let it happen 2 times, and he kept following him.
It's also your kid. Like,
one I agree with Dave. I might have done the same thing had I saw that, given one was, like, you know, a little kid. Like, the guy was twice his age. Like, at least twice his size. Like, in volume and height in all ways, right?
Right.
So, like, it wasn't like two peers, one being mean. It was like a big kid being mean to a small child.
Right. But what I did is I let it happen once, and I was like, oh, maybe he's just playing, whatever. And then I let it happen one more time. And then when it happened a third time, it was like, you knew it was deliberate.
Right.
It was
like a... I understand that. But again, take your kid out of the situation. If these were two strangers, two stranger kids doing that...
I don't know, yeah.
Exactly. That's a harder one to answer, it's, you know, right. Because you're not positive. Unless it's like the kid's crying and being like, stop, stop, stop. Then you could be like, the fucker's saying stop, you motherfucker. And then you could pick him up and body slam him, like most people do.
Right. Yeah, so...
70% of people in that situation body slam
the kid. 30% when you punch the hamburger.
Just walk over and pee on the kid. Just like...
Then I would have been banned from the
spot. Like, I just need to punch a hamburger for some reason.
Fucking
hamburger. Have a strong desire to punch a hamburger. Like, what McDonald's really showed is that bullying makes people want to punch hamburgers. It's like a weird psychological thing they can't explain right now.
That's awesome.
It's a new fetish.
All right. Ryan, do you got anything cool, man? Come on.
Go ahead, Adam.
Did you watch the Robot Wars yet? Megabots?
I did not watch that yet. Was it good? Did you watch it? Anybody watch it?
No, we're gonna watch it.
Disappointed by it. When you get things too big, it stops being fun. You know, it stops being like... like, like, it just so slow and deliberate, and it's like, I don't know.
I think the most exciting part was, like, the very first attempt meeting. Like, they took the American prototype against, you know, their first iteration versus the Japanese one, and the Japanese one just comes barreling in and just hits it, and it just, the American one just falls right over, and the guys are getting out, and they're like, oh my god, my head, because they, like, hit their head. And
oh, because they were inside of it.
Well, so yeah. The first one, they got their ass knocked down, like, instantly, you're saying?
The prototype.
Yeah. Oh, the prototype, okay. So this is in the, like, you know, showing all the different examples of what happened or something. Tell me what happened. Like, tell me what's going on here. They had the sequences of events. There was one of main event, or I don't understand.
No, it was three different events, I would say. There are three different battles.
Rounds.
You score rounds. You score points by either getting a knockout or immobilizing, or the pilot surrenders. So the Japanese team faces off versus American, their first bot, and knocks it over. So they, you know, oh, you got the knockout. Yay, all right. And then after that, it was just kind of slow-moving robots trying to destroy each other. I think the second or third round where the American one had like a chainsaw and was ripping apart the
What were the rules? Did you see any rules of what they could and couldn't do?
No.
That seems very dangerous. Like, if there's a chainsaw or they get knocked over and they're piloted inside.
Well, I think they had the roll cage inside. Like, they had,
I wouldn't even care.
Hey,
I'd still not
screw
do that.
You!
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, if I was building a robot and mine was just to try and damage the other one, you would just make it super simple but super tough, like they basically do on BattleBots. Like, make something that's low center of gravity, all armor, and just smashes into the other thing as hard as it possibly can over and over and over again.
Right?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, just hide something that has, like the you know how they have the hydraulic presses? Just be like, okay, it has a arm. That just goes like, and just goes like, and just crushes things. That's all it does.
I just made one that trip the fucker. Once they're tripped, they can't do nothing.
Right?
Go for the ledge.
Or just squirt some oil in their vision.
Or fire? Can you use fire? You just start, like, torches and, like, start cutting apart the thing?
Can you just aim for the pilot seat with guns? We win!
I don't know why, but... Okay, so... I didn't watch it, but I accidentally saw that the Americans won, I guess. So
they won rounds 2 and 3.
So...
Well, yeah. You know why. Okay, what happened? The Japanese snuck attacked the Americans, as is usual, and then Americans are like, what? You're going to do that again? And then the Japanese were like, oh, shit, we awoke a sleeping giant.
I mean, if they had a robot, like, called the sleeping giant, that they, like, take in.
And all of a sudden, we dropped two consecutive wins on them.
Just wrong. Two tsunami, Dave. Two tsunami.
Two tsunami.
Right.
62 years later.
No matter.
Too soon.
The only instance...
Like, that would have been
nuclear weapons in history is 2 tsunami.
Right. Like, it would have been cool to have one fist be like, this is a fat man, and this is a little boy. Like,
I'm sure they'd be like, well, it's Americans right. for us.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that does seem a little insensitive. Well,
did you not see their intro? The Americans are wearing, like, American flag capes and stuff like that. And
that's not insensitive.
Going.
That's just, like, over the top.
Normal. What if they were, like... Hey. What if they're like North Tower, South Tower?
I mean, one pilot was wearing all red, the other pilot was wearing all blue, and they.
So they're French.
I think the robot was called was like Eagle Prime One. It was decked out stars and stripes with a big eagle head.
That's terrible. They should call them like I think horrible. A million Americana Cora guy would be better name than that. Any name would be better than that.
Marigold Vespucci.
Right. It's an Italian guy. Like, how many parts do you think were 3D printed on that thing, Adam?
Probably none.
I think they 3D printed some parts.
Really? I bet you that. There's quite a good likelihood.
I think it was all welded steel and shit like that. Maybe, well, the Americans, at least. Japanese, I have no idea.
Like,
I
don't know what they're... fixtures on the inside to hold, like, the wires in place and stuff like that. And
exactly.
Are you kidding? Have you seen junkyard, like, assembling guys? They don't fucking 3D print. They just fucking, like, wire things in and, like, zip tie.
Now, that was a good show, man. Did anyone ever watch Junkyard
Wars?
Yes.
Junkyard Wars, yeah.
Oh, I like that show. That was a good show. It's been
that's a show, right?
You know it was staged, though, right? They'd put, like, ooh, there's a compressor over here.
Yes. Yeah. 100% true that it was.
I'm just kidding. It probably wasn't. I don't know. Don't ruin it for me.
It was a good show, though. I remember that. I remember the one I remember. Like, I don't know if I watched it religiously or not. But I vaguely remember there was an episode where they built like some sort of specialized kind of jet engine.
Oh yeah, like, and they threw in that car.
I think they were making boats actually, and they made like a jet boat with like some special kind of vacuum jet type engine, and it was pretty cool.
But like, I just like that they had like basic things. You need to make a vehicle that can do this. It's got to be able to drive like for a half a mile, make a 180-degree turn, go through this series of like S curves, and then stop back here.
That was cool.
So they had basic guidelines of what they had to do, and you know I thought that you need to have more shows like that where people construct things to do events. Adam, get on it. It's going to call the 3D Printing Adventures.
Wars. 3D Printing Wars.
Oh, that would be cool. Like, you have 24 hours of design, right? You have 24 hours of design, and then you have 24 hours of manufacture, where you have to put all your 3D printed stuff together. It's a good thing Adam knows how to pattern.
Do both.
So he can make a whole bunch of stuff super easy.
Right. How much material you get is based on other events that you have to do.
All right.
Cool. Anything else? Are we good? What is this?
Scandroid?
What the fuck's Scandroid?
Oh, some weird, like, synth techno band did, like, Scandroid. It's, like, made. They're a version of Thriller, but it's all, like, synthy techno. It's pretty good. And I was like, hey, we're getting into the holiday or the Halloween season.
We are getting into the Halloween season.
Stranger Things 2 comes out on the 27th, so 7 days from now.
So it is the 19th, and 7 days will be the 26th. So we can wait till we'll hold that question till next week. Okay. Cool. Interesting.
Punisher's on the 17th of November, so we got some good shows coming up.
Yeah, I got too many shows now, man. I got so many on my DVR, I just don't get to anymore. So.
Yeah, priorities. I was thinking of that just this other day, that there is so much content, it's actually kind of embarrassing to the world. Like, there's so much that there's tons of resource being put into making these things that could, like, probably save everyone in danger. You know, like...
What?
I'm just saying.
He means Puerto Rico.
It's totally like, what's the word?
It's opulent. spending money on television and go fix third world.
Yes, exactly. Or do something. But like, you go on Netflix and you like just take the first line they give you, Netflix originals. I'm like left, 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 like for like 15 minutes, and. And then you go down to the next one, it's like new releases, and there's the same thing. It's freaking, there's so much content. And then you can go on YouTube and watch anything a billion times. It's just ridiculous how much content there is out there.
You're right, Ryan. Geeks Next Door brought to you by Netflix and YouTube. Thank you for the advertisement there, Ryan. So much content, what value?
I watched a show called...
Content.
What was that show? The show was called College Friends. It was a Netflix original show called College Friends, and I watched 3 episodes of that because it looked like it might be funny, and it was decent, the first 3 episodes, well, I would say.
Would you continue watching it?
I'm on the fence. I'm equally as likely to pick another show and watch 3 episodes and see if that's better.
Okay. One of the creators is the guy who directed... Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's got that guy from, what's that, those funny comedians? Kay and Peel.
Keenan Peel.
And they're playing tennis.
Keenan yeah. Peel. You know, those black guys. Kay, Peel, I don't know, I don't keep track.
I don't know
about the ghetto.
What? It has nothing to do with their race, the fact that I can't remember their names.
Oh, Ryan, you're so racist.
I can't remember names of people of all races, creeds, denominations, sexual preferences. So
yeah, they actually made fun of on South Park this last week. They made fun of Netflix because they were trying to get a Netflix series up and running, and then Cartman just calls me. He's like, "Netflix, you're greenlit. Go ahead."
Yeah, they'll just greenlight anything you bring to them.
Yes, it was funny that they just greenlit them. Just by answering the phone.
Yeah.
Netflix, you're crazy. That is funny. I heard that they, like, Netflix... Someone who's saying this, maybe Amber, was saying that their strategy appears to be release a ton of content, like a single season of things, and, like, see what hits.
Shotgun
and
effect.
Then continue to promote that. So in some ways, it's like a testing method of deciding what to do.
Yeah.
Create a bunch of stuff, see what sticks.
Isn't that kind of what Amazon does too? Like, you vote on if you want to stay. Is that Amazon or is that somebody else? Like, you vote if you want to stick around or if you want to keep
that's going. That's Amazon, their green light. Cool.
Yeah.
Don't they call it the spaghetti effect?
The spaghetti monster.
No.
Who the fuck is
rap, like,
bubble rap
rappers over there.
Bubble rap.
Sorry, that's me. I decided to crush my
bubble wrap right now.
That's a great time to go. Spaghetti effect, where you throw spaghetti against the wall and whatever sticks stays type of thing.
Oh, that means it's al dente. That means it's done.
Whatever.
Pasta's done, man.
Okay.
Cool.
This podcast is done, man.
It is. Good job. Adam, take us home. Give us everybody the contact information.
All right. Let's see. ExpensiveFindsBaby.com is our Facebook page.
I was going to say that.
Our Patreon is www.patreon.com/ExpensiveFindsBaby. And
we have an email address.
Oh, our email address. I don't know that.
GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
I've only said it 82 days in a row, weeks in a row, so I don't expect you to know it by now.
I don't use email.
I don't use Twitter. All right, that's it. We'll see you everyone next week.
Hey.